From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Tens of thousands of protesters took part of central Baghdad Tuesday to demand a parliamentary vote on a cabinet reshuffle aimed at fighting corruption. It comes amid divisions between lawmakers that have brought the government to a standstill. The demonstrators that we hear here were mostly at the gates of the heavily fortified green zone that houses parliament and foreign embassies, where supporters of powerful Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He has pressured the Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, to follow through on months-old reform proposals. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 96 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed and blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. This is the relatives of the victims that you hear here. They say that they were tears outside the specially built courtroom after the new inquest into the disaster. Fans chanted and sang after hearing the verdicts. The U.S. presidential politics voters in five states will choose more delegates pledged to candidates seeking the White House in both the Republican and Democratic parties. In contest Tuesday, delegates are at stake in the states of Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maryland. Turkey's foreign minister says the United States will deploy a rocket launcher system in southeastern Turkey across the border from Syria. The information came in an interview with Habertürk newspaper published Tuesday. And Mehmet Cavusoglu said the U.S. missiles would arrive in May as part of a joint effort. VOA News.